Coming up in a few weeks on Saturday, May 21st, I'm excited about this. It's the 4th annual Color the Hill Fun Run. 4K run through the woods or walk through the woods or skip, jog, whatever you want to do through the woods. It's not a race. It's just a lot of fun at UNC's cross-country course at Findlay Fields. This, again, is going to be Saturday, May 21st, beginning at 9:30 a.m. I want to talk about what it is, but actually I'm going to turn the mic over to a couple of folks who are here on behalf of Color the Hill, plus the Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools Academy of Information Technology, which is one of three beneficiaries of this event, which I'm going to be emceeing in a few weeks. Laura Malinchak from the Chapel Hill High School PTSA and David Hadar, is that how you pronounce it?
Hadar,
okay. Junior at Chapel Hill High School and advisory board student representative from the AOIT, the Academy of Information Technology. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
And let me get this out of your way so I can actually see you. We've got so much stuff here in the studio. If you can't see it, it's a small studio. We had like 12 people in here earlier today from the Sense of Place exhibit. So we can fit a lot of people, but there's a lot of stuff around. So, Laura, let me turn to you. Color the Hill 4K Fun Run. It's the fourth year of it. What is this event going to be like for people who have not experienced this before? It's a lot of fun.
Well, if you've never experienced it, it is a lot of fun. It's May 21st, and we start at 9:30. But if you don't arrive at 9:30 on the dot, don't worry. Another race will begin about 10 or 15 minutes after the 9:30 race starts. And basically, you just run through the cross-country course that the UNC runners use over at Findlay Fields. And as you're running through the woods, people are there, and they pick up handfuls of what's colored cornstarch and toss it in the air at you, and you end up being covered from head to toe in a rainbow of colors. We have 5 color stations set up throughout the course, and you'll end up looking like a Jackson Pollock painting.
So you just run through this cascade of color.
You do, and it's completely safe. It's a lot of fun. We like to say it's a big old mess of fun.
Yes. Yeah. And it washes off, right?
And it does wash off, yeah. You know, if you really are sensitive about your, you know, bleach blonde hair, you may want to wear a bandana around your head. But other than that, it's very washable. And if you come and partake in the race, you'll probably want to bring a beach towel or something to sit on in the car for the way home. I learned that the hard way.
ColorTheHill.com is the website if you want to find out more. Again, this is in a few weeks, Saturday, May 21st, at the cross-country course at Findlay Fields. And after the run is over, at the finish line, there's going to be a party. There's going to be music, food trucks, and a lot more.
Right. We have music. We have a wonderful MC, Aaron Keck.
That would be me, yes. Don't say I'm wonderful until after I've done it.
He's going to be keeping us all, enlivened, and it's going to be a great time. We're going to have music, food trucks, giveaways, and just seeing your friends colored head to toe. You're also given, when you sign up for the race, you get your own packet of color, so you can, if your friends aren't colored enough after the race, you can help to make them a little more colorful.
Oh, very nice, very nice. Help being in quotation marks, perhaps, but that's going to be a lot of fun at the finish line. So we're speaking with Laura Malinchak, David Hadar. We'll get to him in just a second. How big of an event has this been in the past?
We hope to have, and we have in the past, had about 1,000 runners.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's
so
huge.
It's a big event. It's a really big event, and it's a lot of fun, and it's rain or shine. Hopefully, knock on wood, it won't be pouring rain, but we've had it in years past where there's been a very slight mist, and it makes it even better because the color sticks to you better.
That's cool. Again, ColorTheHill.com is the website if you want to find out more. And this benefits 3 really cool and very important organizations here in our community: the Skajaja Fund, Be Loud Sophie Foundation, and the Chapel Hill Carver City Schools Academy of Information Technology, for which we turn to David Hadar. Thanks for joining us. And tell us a little bit about the AOIT. What does it do?
Yeah, so the AOIT is pretty much, it stands for the Academy of Information and Technology, and it's only at Chapel Hill High. However, students from East Chapel Hill and Carrboro are allowed to be in it. They'd come to the school and take classes there. And pretty much it's just a 3-year program where people learn technical skills and have opportunities to participate in activities that encourage things like team building, industry field trips, and industry certifications. And you also get, in between your junior and senior year over the summer, you have an internship where you'll learn a lot of skills that are helpful in professions that you may be interested in. So, yeah.
Cool. So how does it work? Is it AOIT-specific classes that you take? Is it all extracurricular?
You take during the day about 2 to 3 specific classes for AOIT, generally 1 or 2 tech classes, and then your English class is also AOIT, and there's a couple of other classes as well, but
okay.
Yeah.
What is an information technology-themed English class like?
Pretty much we do more projects that incorporate technology and some of the skills that we're learning in the classroom. So, yeah.
Okay. And I'm looking at a lot of information about the AOIT classes here, and you've in the past created a documentary in the English class about soldiers who fought on D-Day, right?
Correct. Yeah. Last year we made a documentary about the Bedford boys who were from Bedford, Virginia, and fought on D-Day on Omaha Beach. And yeah.
That's awesome. And you got to go up to Bedford and
yeah.
Did you get to go up on that
trip?
What was that like?
Yeah. I went. It was a really cool experience seeing the memorial and kind of the town that they lived in and where they would have gone to school and done and grown up and things like that. So that was a really interesting opportunity.
That's really cool. So it's technology and history and English and like
Pretty much, every single field combined
together. That's cool. So how big of a program is this? How many students are involved?
I think there are about 200 students enrolled in the AOIT. In AOIT.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty big program and it starts in your sophomore year. You can start taking AOIT courses in your sophomore year and continue through until you graduate.
Nice. So, David, you're a junior, right? What are your plans for senior year and beyond?
Beyond, I'm not quite sure yet. However,
so I just put you on the spot in front of a live microphone. It's just what I do. Yeah.
For senior year, though, I'll probably take there's a class they offer called CTE Advanced Studies where you can you essentially learn from the previous 2 years. You put those skills to the test in the industry, and you try and help make a product, market it, do things like that to help promote it and kind of build up a brand or something small like that. So
that's
awesome.
A little bit like a Shark Tank experience for students. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really cool. All right. We're speaking with David Hadari. You just heard him, Laura Malinchak, who is a mom of 2 AOIT students.
I am. I have a junior who's in the AOIT currently and loves it. And I have a son who graduated last year and is studying computer science at James Madison University now. And his interest in IT stuff was sparked at the AOIT program at Chapel Hill High School, and he hopes to one day go on to into the cyber security field. So it was an interest that he didn't even really knew he had until he started the program at Chapel Hill. So
that's awesome. Yeah. And that's just one of 3 organizations that's going to benefit from the Color of the Hill Fun Run. So colorthehill.com, again, is the website. Go there, find out more information. It's going to be Saturday, May 21st, 9:30 in the morning at the cross country course at Findlay Fields. And the one thing that always stops me from participating in 5Ks is the fact that you're timed and it's a race and everything.
No
but
timing.
None of this in
no
this
pressure.
Case, you can walk through, and walking might even be better because you get more color
that way
going through the cascade. So this is a great opportunity for everyone to come out, take part, do the 4K as fast or slow as you want to do it. You'll be having a lot of fun giving back to a great cause, and great causes because Skajaja and Be Loud Sophie as well are benefiting. What about those?
Exactly. Those are 2 really important charities in our community that we're happy to be able to support with the Color of the Hill. So.
Yeah. And again, colorthehill.com. You can find out more about all 3 of those organizations. How much typically gets raised? I know last year, $7,000 just to the AOIT.
Just to the AOIT.
Yeah.
So we typically raise over $20,000 and divide among the charities that are involved. $7,000 is a big chunk of change for the AOIT. They are able to use it to fund scholarships, pay for field trips that kids whose family might not be able to afford the field trips. They pay for that and pay for technology equipment because it's expensive.
So. I'm so looking forward to this. It's going to be a lot of fun. So, again, the event, the Color of the Hill Fun Run, is Saturday, May 21st. There is a way that you can give back to Skajaja in particular this Saturday at Fleet Feet, right?
Right. So Sleepy's going to be kind enough to donate 20% of sales. I believe it's 20% of sales on Saturday the 30th, this Saturday. Just when you go in there, tell them that you're there to support Skajaja and Color of the Hill, and they'd be happy to give you give that 20% to our charity. So I know that I personally am going to go in and buy some new sneakers, because maybe after the Color the Hill run, I might need a less colorful pair to run in.
I'd walk around with, like, the colorful pair of sneakers.
It'll be great.
You're in Carver or Chapel Hill. It's perfect.
It's perfect.
All right. So colorthehill.com is the website if you want to find out more. Again, the Color the Hill Fun Run is Saturday, May 21st, 9:30 in the morning at the cross country course at Findlay Fields. What else do people need to know about the run, about AOIC, or anything else before we let you go?
Well, the registration is $36 for adults, and that's anyone over the age of 11. And with that, you get a T-shirt, a sunglasses, a pair of sunglasses to wear while you're racing, a race number, and a color packet, like I said, that you can use to color your friends at the finish line if they're not colorful enough. Kids,
or even if they are.
Kids from 5 to 10 are only $16 with a paying adult, and they get a pair of sunglasses, but not the T-shirt. You can purchase extra T-shirts if you'd like to at the race. And kids under 5 are free with a paying adult. So it's a really fun family affair, and it's totally doable for kids of all ages and runners of all abilities.
ColorTheHill.com is the website. Again, mark your calendar. Saturday, May 21st, 9:30 in the morning at the cross-country course at Findlay Fields, just off of 54. I'll be there emceeing, and it is going to be a ton of fun and very colorful as well.
Very colorful.
Looking forward to that. Laura, David, thank you so much.
Thank you.